Welcome to the Healthy Happy Life Podcast with Dr. Frida, delivering your weekly dose of real medical news and healthy living tips and trends. This podcast is for anyone who wants to prioritize their health and stay up to date with the latest medical information to help you live your healthiest, happiest life. And now for your weekly dose of medical news, health talk, and a whole lot of fun, here's your host, Dr. Frida.
I'm Dr. Frida, an MD who has been triple board certified, and today I'm giving you the top five dangers of how alcohol affects your body and brain, the dark side of drinking. Alcohol is so prevalent in our society. It's ubiquitous. It's literally everywhere. And it seems like it's usually associated with something positive and celebratory. If you go to a party, there's alcohol. If you go to a wedding, there's alcohol. If you go to a football game, a Christmas dinner, a bat mitzvah, a graduation celebration, if you're invited to the cookout, do you get my point? There's alcohol. It's everywhere. But there is a dark side to drinking. According to the CDC, excessive alcohol use is the number one cause of preventable death in the United States. And binge drinking accounts for 40% of those deaths. But even if you're not a binge drinker, if you're just a chronic drinker and you consider yourself to be a moderate alcohol user, you may actually be drinking excessive amounts of alcohol and you don't even know it. Even just everyday use of alcohol can lead to a multitude of health problems. It can even affect your sex life. So today we're going to talk about it. I'm giving you the top five dangers of how alcohol affects your body and brain. The dark side of drinking. Excessive alcohol use is the number one cause of preventable death in the United States. But what is excessive alcohol use? How many drinks? Well, first off, let's define what a drink of alcohol is. One drink is considered 12 ounces of beer or 5 ounces of wine or 1.5 ounces of an 80 proof liquor. Okay, so excessive alcohol use includes drinking 8 or more drinks per week if you are a woman, or 15 or more drinks per week if you are a man. I don't make the gender discrepancy news. I just report it. It also includes binge drinking, which is defined as 4 or more drinks on one occasion for a woman, or 5 or more drinks on one occasion for a man. And binge drinking accounts for 40% of alcohol deaths due to excessive alcohol use, and 1 out of 6 Americans binge drinks. Excessive alcohol use also includes any pregnant woman drinking or anyone under the age of 21. These are the CDC definitions. Number one, increased risk for liver disease. Excessive alcohol can cause many types of liver disease, including cirrhosis, which is actually not reversible and can lead to fatal liver failure. Alcohol is the second leading cause of cirrhosis in the United States. Hepatitis C is the number one cause, and it's a real problem. So let's first talk about what the liver is, because it is a hugely important organ. So your liver is that organ located in the right upper part of your stomach. It just kind of peeks out right under the rib cage. It's responsible for filtering out excess toxins in the blood. It helps to make plasma proteins. It helps your blood to clot properly. It even aids your body in making hormones. It also helps to make vitamin D. So the liver is a big deal, but excessive alcohol use can really jack it up. It can really mess it up. The liver diseases that excessive alcohol use can cause include cirrhosis of the liver, fatty liver disease, hepatitis, and you can ultimately get liver failure and die. So an increased chance for developing liver disease is one of the dangers of excessive alcohol use. Number two, increased risk for heart disease. Excessive alcohol use can definitely lead to heart disease. One way is that it can cause a dilated cardiomyopathy. It can cause a big heart, but not in a good way. With the alcohol, the dilated cardiomyopathy means that you get stretched out heart muscles and they become floppy and they don't always beat in a regular fashion. So it can lead to you having arrhythmias or abnormal heart rhythms or even sudden death. Yes, all because of alcohol use. Excessive alcohol use can also lead to hypertension or high blood pressure. And we know that high blood pressure is a leading cause of heart disease and strokes. In the past, it has been stated that drinking alcohol, like perhaps a glass of red wine a day, could actually help with heart health. That now is a bit controversial. If you don't drink, we definitely don't recommend that you start drinking. And the one thing that is not controversial is that excessive alcohol use definitely can cause heart disease.
You're listening to the Healthy Happy Life Podcast with Dr. Frieda. Be sure to download a copy of Dr. Frieda's latest book, Under Pressure, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Controlling High Blood Pressure. You'll find this and more at healthyhappylifepodcast.com.
Number three, increased risk for cancer. Excessive alcohol use has been associated with an increased risk for cancer. According to a study published in The Lancet, in just 1 year, excessive alcohol use was associated with 741,000 of all of the new cancer cases globally. That's 4.1%. In another study, alcohol was found to be associated with 400,000 cancer deaths. Alcohol use can increase your risk for throat cancer, for other oral cancers or mouth cancer. It can increase your risk for cancer of the esophagus, which is that tube between the mouth and the stomach. It can increase your risk for liver cancer, for colon cancer, rectal cancer. Alcohol use has also been associated with breast cancer. Number four, impaired brain function. Impaired brain function is a huge danger of how alcohol can affect you. So the alcohol has different effects of the brain, both short-term and long-term. It is considered to be a central nervous system depressant. When you take in alcohol, it can cause impaired brain function, impaired cognitive or thinking ability. It can affect your memory. It can slow your body movements. It can cause slow or slurred speech. We know these things can happen with alcohol. At the same time, alcohol can also cause a euphoria. It can cause a euphoria and a happiness. It can cause an increase in dopamine release, the reward center, an increase in serotonin. So it can affect the part of your brain that controls your balance, which is why you can get a wobbly gait or a wobbly way that you walk when you have alcohol. Alcohol can also affect your impulse control, things that you normally wouldn't say, things that are found socially unacceptable. If you have alcohol on board, you might just say them or do them. Alcohol can also affect your sex life. It can increase your desire for sex. It can increase your arousal, but it can decrease your ability to sexually perform. Remember that. Now, some of the long-term dangers of how alcohol affects the brain, memory loss. Some studies suggest that alcohol affects your memory. It can even be associated with a dementia. Alcohol can be associated with brain shrinking, like a decrease in the volume of the brain. It can definitely affect your cognitive function, your ability to have high executive functioning, to be able to carry out tasks. Even small amounts of alcohol, like less than a drink a day, in some studies, it's been associated with a loss of brain volume. But definitely there can be a dose dependence, meaning the more that you drink or the more frequently you drink, the worse effects it can have on your brain.
You're listening to the Healthy Happy Life Podcast with Dr. Frieda. Be sure to connect with Dr. Frieda on YouTube and Instagram for more health and medical information and to see what she's up to in her everyday life.
Number five, addiction and dependence. Excessive alcohol use can definitely lead to an addiction and dependence, and this is how it works. When you drink alcohol, it leads to euphoria or a very happy feeling. What happens is the alcohol causes a release of your body's endorphins, which are like your endogenous morphines or opioids. This triggers a release of dopamine, which causes a pleasure in your reward center. It also triggers a release of serotonin, which can cause a very light or happy mood. Well, you drink the alcohol, you have this euphoria, but then the more and more alcohol you drink, especially with repeated use, well, you develop a tolerance. So that means that it takes more alcohol to get the same level of euphoria. So how do you know if you may have a level of dependence or addiction when it comes to alcohol? Well, there is a tool called the CAGE questionnaire, which has been used historically. Do you feel like you need to cut down on alcohol? Do you get annoyed when people ask you about your alcohol use? Do you ever feel guilty about the amount of alcohol you use? Do you need an eye opener? In other words, do you wake up in the morning and the first thing you need to do is grab alcohol? If you're answering yes to these questions, then it's something to consider. You could have some type of a dependence on alcohol. That's just a screening tool. Also, if you find yourself having frequent cravings for the alcohol, if you're using the alcohol despite physical problems or social problems that it may be causing, if you find yourself doing activities while drinking alcohol that you know you shouldn't be doing, for example, if you're driving after having excessive alcohol use, that could be a sign that you have an alcohol dependence. You definitely want to have the conversation with your physician if you think that you may have an alcohol dependence. And you can also reach out to groups like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. If your body becomes physically dependent on alcohol, you can get withdrawal symptoms when you stop. You can get a high heart rate. You can even get high fever. You can get anxiety. You can get very intensely agitated. If you develop a very strong physical dependence on alcohol, you can even get something called delirium tremens, DTs. And these usually occur a few days after going without alcohol. And you can get high fever. You can get tremors. You can get seizures. You can even die with the delirium tremens. Without a doubt, there are many dangers in how alcohol can affect your body and your brain. And the real frightening thing is that so many people have excessive use of alcohol and they don't even realize it. You don't have to be someone who's falling down and inebriated and smelling like alcohol and can't hold a job and you embarrass yourself in public. You don't have to be that loud, stereotypical, intoxicated person to have a problem with alcohol. So be honest with yourself. And if any of those questions I asked or any of those things I mentioned that could let you know that you may have dependence, if that rings true with you, seek help. Also, pay attention to psychological addiction. If you associate certain activities with alcohol where you really feel like you crave it, for example, if you can't do a Zoom call with friends without drinking alcohol, if you can't go to dinner without drinking alcohol, if you can't watch a game on television without drinking alcohol, pay attention to that and really calculate your numbers to see if you have excessive alcohol use and are putting yourself at risk for some of these dangers. The top five dangers of how alcohol can affect your body and brain are that it increases your risk for liver disease. It increases your risk for heart disease. It increases your risk for cancer. It can cause impaired brain function. It can lead to addiction and dependence. And these are just to name a few. This list is not exhaustive. There are more dangers. So be careful, be honest with yourself and your loved ones. If you found this to be helpful and informative, please share it with the people you care about. And I want you to do your best to live your healthiest, happiest life. I'm Dr. Frieda.
You've been listening to the Healthy, Happy Life podcast with Dr. Frieda. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Also, if you enjoyed this show, don't forget to leave an awesome 5-star review on iTunes so we can continue to bring you great medical talks. This podcast is intended to be informational only. It is not a medical consultation, and this is not personalized medical advice. For medical advice, please consult your physician.